The following content is for informational purposes only and does not consider legal, tax, or investment advice. Past performance is not indicative of future results. All future projections, forecasts, or forward-looking statements are inherently uncertain and subject to change. Investing is limited to verified accredited investors under Rule 506C of the Securities Act. The SEC has not passed upon the merits of any offering by Charge Capital.
Welcome to the Deep Dive. We break down complex topics to get you informed fast. Today, we're looking at something really generating buzz in the investment world: battery energy storage systems, mm-hmm. BESS, and EV charging infrastructure. If you're an investor perhaps eyeing the energy sector, this one's definitely for you. We're going to explore how these technologies, well, they aren't just about sustainability. They're actually designed to create some serious and varied revenue streams. It's kind of a masterclass in smart infrastructure economics. Okay, so let's unpack this a bit. Mm-hmm. For an investor, the obvious question is, how do these big batteries actually, make money?
Right. And what's really interesting here is that BES projects, they generate returns using several different layers. It's all about making the grid cleaner, but also more efficient. The foundation for many is what's called energy arbitrage.
Arbitrage.
Yeah. Think of it simply. Buy low, sell high. They buy electricity when it's super cheap, maybe midday when solar panels are flooding the grid, store it. And then later, when demand surges and prices jump up, they sell that stored energy back. Or even just use it themselves to avoid high prices.
So basically shifting energy from cheap times to expensive times for profit.
Exactly. Charging low, discharging high. Simple concept, but very effective. But like I said, that's just one piece. They also bring in revenue from providing essential grid services.
Grid services? Like what?
Things like frequency regulation. The battery acts like a shock absorber for the grid, keeping the power flow stable, preventing issues.
Okay. Important stuff.
Very. And then there are utility capacity payments. Utilities actually pay these batteries just to be on standby, ready to inject power if needed. It's like an insurance payment for grid reliability.
So they get paid just for being available.
Correct. And if a business hosts the battery, they see huge demand charge reduction. That means slashing their own electricity bills by using the battery during peak hours instead of pulling expensive power from the grid.
Right. Avoiding those costly peak demand fees.
Precisely. And you also have things like backup power contracts for critical places that need power during outages. And crucially, for the investment side.
The incentives.
Yes. Federal and state incentives.
Yeah.
Things like the investment tax credit, the ITC, which is a big one. It directly cuts the project cost. Mm-hmm. Plus, accelerated depreciation for tax benefits.
Wow. Okay. That's quite a few layers of income from just one battery system. It really shows how you can stack revenue. So moving from the big grid batteries, what about the EV charging stations we see popping up everywhere now? How do they make money for investors?
Yeah. EV charging is a bit more direct in some ways, but also has its layers. The most obvious is public or fleet charging revenue.
Mm-hmm.
Drivers like you or me or business fleets paying per charge.
Straightforward enough.
Pretty straightforward. Many operators also lock in long-term service agreements with businesses, say apartment buildings or office parks. That provides nice, predictable income.
Okay. Recurring revenue. Always good.
Definitely. And similar to BES, there are often utility or state rebates, sometimes upfront to help build the station, sometimes based on performance. But here's a really key strategy. BESS synergy.
Connecting the two.
Exactly. Pairing EV chargers with a battery system on site. This lets the station charge its own battery when grid power is cheap.
And then use that cheap stored power to charge the cars later.
You got it. It drastically cuts the station's operating costs, especially those demand charges we talked about, and really boosts the profit margins.
That BESS synergy sounds powerful. So it seems like not every single project is going to use every single one of these methods we've discussed.
That's exactly right. It's not a one-size-fits-all situation. Not every site will tap into every revenue stream. Each project, whether it's BESS or EV charging, gets evaluated individually. You have to look at the local market, the grid rules there, the property itself,
mm-hmm.
and then you select the best mix of strategies to maximize returns for that specific location.
Okay, so it requires some tailored planning.
Absolutely. So if we connect this back to the bigger picture for, someone looking to invest, putting money into BES and EV infrastructure, it's not just a bet on green energy. It's really about smart infrastructure economics.
Smart economics.
Yeah. These systems unlock multiple, often stackable income streams. They have strong regulatory tailwinds. Governments want this stuff built. And frankly, they're becoming essential for the grid we need tomorrow, which raises a pretty important question for anyone watching the energy sector.
Right. how will this increasing diversification, this layering of revenue streams and energy infrastructure, how will it reshape the traditional ways we think about energy investments and maybe the future of the whole energy market itself? Definitely something dynamic to keep an eye on as you consider, next move.